Hey, yo, I wanted to get on and drop this podcast tonight as a way to, as I said in the previous podcast, to unpack what I experienced in the day, to evaluate, reevaluate, analyze. So today, while I was shopping at Walmart, just getting some energy drinks and some protein snacks, as I do every other day. No, literally every other day. I typically go to Walmart every other day and then Safeway and Whole Foods on the days that I don't go to Walmart. But as usual, I'm minding my business. And I could tell that this worker there, he was an older guy, probably in his 50s or 60s, was restocking the shelves. You know when you could tell that someone wants to say something to you, but then they're the wheels are turning in their head. They're kind of debating, should I not? And normally I grab what I want and I'm out the door. But they didn't quite have what I was looking for, so I was kind of taking longer than I normally would. And this fool, sorry God, I didn't mean to call the man a fool. This guy decided to use that moment of hesitation where I was kind of looking longer than normal to engage me. And he said, hey, how you doing? And I said, hey, I'm good. How you doing? I always speak to people if they're respectful, kind. Even if I'm in a hurry, I'll just, saying hi, how are you doing? Doesn't cost a thing, and it can make somebody's day. So I spoke to him. And then he decided to go off onto this thing that has really, truly become a pet peeve of mine. Because, for one, it's a waste of my time. Two, it is a disturbance of my focus. You have three valuable assets: focus, time, and money. And I don't like any of the three being wasted. However, to me, my most precious and valuable asset is time, followed by focus, and then money. And this man started to engage me with, hey, man, you look like somebody I know. And in my mind, I rolled my eyes in my head, but I probably rolled my eyes for real. I just did a podcast on this. Like, every fucking body and their mama swear I look like somebody they know. And I'm again, if you ever get that, you don't look like somebody they know. You really don't. What it is if you truly get that, you have star power. People are drawn to you. They are smitten with either your looks or your presence. And I know I have that type of presence because I get that all the time. If it's not, oh, you look like this celebrity or that celebrity. If I don't get that, it's, oh, do I know you? You remind me of somebody I know, or you look like somebody I know. Anyway, this guy, apparently, according to him, I look like his buddy who's a cameraman from Africa. Who knows? It's just a bunch of foolishness. And so I kind of laughed it off and tried to be respectful in changing the subject and going on about my business. And my response was, man, I get that all the time. If it's not somebody's cousin or somebody that was their best friend's best man at his wedding, it's a celebrity. According to 30 different people, I look like 30 different people, and I can't look like all of them. I look like myself, right? So I said, man, you take it easy. So that should have been his clue to just drop it and go on about his business. He could have responded with, okay, man, yeah, you just reminded me of somebody I know. All right, take care. This fool, sorry, Lord, this man decided he wants to argue and be contentious. No, I'm just saying. And because he had an accent, I don't know if he was African or whatever he was, he looked like he could have been. I wasn't understanding what he was saying, but I was kind of, my back was toward him. I'm literally walking out that aisle. They didn't have what I wanted. And then I just repeated myself because maybe he didn't understand when I basically told him, I'm not interested in this stupid fucking conversation. In so many words. I said, man, like I said, man, I look like 30 different people to 30 different people. So I got it. You have a good one, bro. And then he just still wouldn't stop. At this point, my back is to him. And he's asking me, well, what's your name? I ignored the man. I'm like, this is fucking ridiculous, bro. Can you imagine how celebrities actually feel? I mean, we're all famous. Some of us are just more famous than others. But can you imagine how a real life celebrity, people who are internationally known, feel constantly being bombarded with that type of engagement? Hey, so-and-so, hey, you, I love you, I hate you, can I get your autograph, can I get a picture? You couldn't go anywhere. But the fact that I literally have gotten that, hey, you look like somebody I know, multiple times within the last few weeks, is a positive thing. Because it's validation that all my hard work at the gym, on my looks, my skin, my hairline, everything, I've been putting in a lot of hard work and I look fucking amazing. I mean, I have put in a lot of work. I hit 40 years old 6 years ago and haven't looked back since. I came into my own when I turned 40. And at 46 years old, about to be 47 in a few months, I look better now than I did in my 20s and 30s. My skin is better. My hairline is better. I own my looks. I'm a handsome man. I'm fit. I'm confident. And that's attractive to a lot of people. Not just, oh, he looks good, I'm attracted to him. No, I mean just my aura, my presence, my energy is attractive. And so a lot of people want a part of that. They want to just, they want some type of engagement with me, like a celebrity. I mean, I am a star. I mean, we all have that potential and ability. But to harness that and to sort of be magnanimous and gracious to people. And I remember Tokyo Toni, Blac Chyna's mom, saying that I don't care how famous a person is, you can be respectful, you can kind of show kindness and respect, even if you are a celebrity. And I agree with that. Even when I'm out and about, even if I'm in a hurry, I don't want to be bothered, if someone respectfully speaks to me or tries to engage me in something, I'll give them, my rule of thumb is I'll give everyone about 5 seconds of my time. How you doing? All right. Even when I'm speaking to people I don't know, I keep it quick. I might compliment something they're wearing. Hey, I like that color of that jacket you got on. Oh, man, I love them. Man, those shoes are tough, man. I like that. Those are nice. Thank you. All right, man, you have a good one. Real quick. And that's the way it should be. But for that man to want to usurp my time and dictate to me what I was going to focus on, B, I'm going to talk to him regardless of what I want to do. That's a no-go. That is a non-negotiable for me. That is an inviolable line of demarcation that no one will cross. I will walk away from you and leave you standing there talking to yourself. And that is 100% of the time. Oh, that's rude. Well, then you can call me what you want to call me. Just make sure you call me for dinner too. You will not waste my time and you will not determine and dictate what I focus on. But I think more than the fact that just being annoyed at him claiming I look like somebody who let's just be real. Let me just be straight up blunt. I don't look like anybody that motherfucker knows. Period. I don't look like anybody that motherfucker knows. But I have star power. And that man, I believe he has seen me before because, you know, it's the routine. I go down that same aisle. Maybe he always works that aisle. Think I've probably seen him restocking the shelves before. And that's all that is. He's seen me. He's curious. He's, you know, I've piqued his interest. He wants to know more about me. I get all that. But I just choose not to engage. I'm not interested in knowing him. I'm not interested in having a conversation with him. And that's just the way it goes. I was respectful. I spoke to this man. I engaged him for longer than really I wanted to begin with. Be grateful for that. I don't have to even speak to him. I could have looked at him like he was speaking gibberish and kept on walking. But with that being said, if I were to go back and redo that scenario, I would actually shorten the conversation. When he spoke to me, I would have spoke and just left. Because I sensed that he was trying to pull me into a conversation even before he made his comment. But even so, I just wouldn't have engaged him. I would not have engaged him at all. I would have spoke, how you doing? All right, man, have a great day. And kept on moving. That's the only thing I would have done different. I would not have answered his questions. I would not have, you know, when I think about it, if I were to go back, I would not engage his, I'm going to call it foolishness, yapology, whatever you want to call it. But in conclusion, I will never let someone dictate to me how I spend my time or the bulk of it. I will never let someone dictate to me what I should be focusing on. That is a no-go. That is no dice, no deal. That's a deal breaker. And that's a line and a boundary with me that you will not cross. All right, that said, you know, if you ever see me out in public, resist the temptation to say I look like somebody you know. The only one that's correct in that situation is me, because I look like myself, and that's 100% true, motherfucker. I don't look like nobody you know. Fuck out of here with that nonsense.